week on The Brekkie Show.
Breakfast done daily here on 98.9 FM.
First of all, thanks for coming in for this done on one, as we call it.
But done on one.
Yeah, yeah. You know, radio, they got to have a title for everything. But really, it's a conversation with a mate. We developed a friendship from afar, and you know, I've respected you for a long, long time. Even before I knew you, I respected you at St. George when you'd take the line on and you had that look on your face, that, I know, that raging bull look, but it's really a Gordon Tallis look. You know, I've respected you right the way through. And you've said some things to other people around the place about me, and I know you respect me.
Yeah, 100%. There's some people in the world that, like, for growing up in Queensland or growing up in Australia, you were on our idiot box every day. So on television, we knew Jamie Dunn was aggro, and then to hear you on the radio every day, you grow up and there's parts of your life that you remember, good or bad, and you've been a part of everybody's life in Queensland. And I think to last as long as what you do in a business like this, where there's not backstabbers, they hit you with axes. You know, mate, like in show business, like it is, like, you know what I mean? Like, mate, I realise, like, if you think football or sport or the business you're in, as soon as you get into television, that's why it's 15 minutes of fame, because normally only lasts 15, but you've lasted a long time in a really tough business.
And you too, my friend. I know about you behind the scenes. I know who you are, and that raging bull isn't really you. But when you dragged that bloke off the Origin field, who was the bloke, the blue? You got him by the...
Little Brett Hodgson.
Big
Brett Hodgson. Like, people don't realise he's a lot bigger. He's sort of like a Greg Inglis type of guy. No, he wasn't. He was small. And back then they had the collars on the jersey too. And he just... And it's very slippery. Like, everybody talks about the surface.
Yeah.
You know? And then as soon as I got hold of his collar, he sort of slipped off his feet a bit. And then as he did, then I sort of thought, well, I'll just sling him around once. And then I looked and the sideline was there. Well, it wasn't hard to go around again. So I just slung him around twice, and then he sort of threw him over the sideline. So now that's an iconic tackle type of thing. But in the moment, I didn't think it was that big. I just wanted to go pack the scrum because, let's get on with the game.
No, but it was a Billy Moore moment, mate. For me, I saw you on the field, and I knew you then on the field. And you dragged that poor sucker halfway across the field and threw him out like it was the trash. And that Gordon Tallis look on your face, you know, I don't know whether it's rage or it's passion. What is it?
I took it so serious, didn't I? Because Lottie and all the boys ran over to give me a high five. I didn't even put my hand up. I, like, just walked straight past them. Let's get to the scrum. I didn't have the skill set of a Wally Lawson, Alan Langer, a Darren Lockyer, any of those types of players.
Yeah.
I had to play with physical presence and intimidation. So, you know, my greatest thing was winning the collision or winning the battle, like a Shane Webke. So we didn't have the finesse of an Arthur Beetson as a forward. So, you know, my idea was the harder I run, I thought the harder I was to tackle, the harder I hit them, the more I could hurt them. And as simple as that is, but it's hard to do. It's hard because you don't see players going out there and running as hard as they possibly can. And then when I do see someone, that's as good as watching Billy Slater score a 100-metre try, mate. When someone gets the ball and he just charges and has no respect for his rib cage or his body, that takes courage.
My opinion of you, right, I know a different Gordon. Well, maybe I know the Gordon Tallis, because there you are dragging that poor bugger off and running to the line and not caring about your rib cage. And I remember you calling the ref a cheat and in the middle of it. That was a good one. Ah, you big cheat. Well, that was gone. But then I see you, you know, you came in to B105 one time with your new dog. And Gordy's dog is Tyson. And it was a little fluffy
Maltese,
a little tiny, tiny little thing. And Gordy came in to do his segment, and you know, we just kick around. But he come in, and it was like Shrek bringing in. It was like
bringing a little person. He was tiny. He was a little miniature one as well. So he's about 3.7 kilos. He's still alive. He's 17. His birthday's on the
17th. Say good day to him for me.
Oh, my little Tyson. He's good.
You came in, he was in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, he's a tiny little dog. He's so cute.
And yeah, that's right.
And I go down a dog park and you see all these, you know, blokes, and they come and they got these German shepherds and all these big dogs, and they come over here, Charlie and Brutus, and I go, Tyson, get over here. And they're waiting for this big dog just to leap out of the car. And fair dinkum, if you put a stick in his back, you could mop the floor with him. That's how tiny and fluffy.
So I'm looking at this massive man that, you know, takes on the front line State of Origin, calls the referee a cheat and throws someone over the sideline, and he comes in and there's that tiny little...
Well, it was funny because I went to a dog park one day and the bloke goes, you know, and obviously, you know, you go down to the dog park, everybody's, you know, that's your status, this type of dog you had. And he goes, I thought you'd have a tough dog. I said, I protect my house. I don't need a dog to protect my yard, mate. And that's all I said to him. And the bloke just looked at me and I sort of said, and maybe I looked at him with those eyes. I said, mate, I don't need a dog to protect my yard.
The Brekkie Show.
With Dunn and Daly.
Weekday mornings, 5 to 9.
Breakfast Dunn Daly. Here on 98.9 FM.